Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Community connections on a Tuesday morning. As usual, I've got Claire, the garden editor, on the telephone. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Dave. How are you keeping?
I'm all right, thank you. Now, today we are talking, well, you're doing a Q&A, aren't we? We had some questions sent in by some listeners, and you've got them there in front of you on your piece of paper.
I do with my scribbles. This is the point where I try to squint and remember precisely what that scribble that I wrote down meant. But thank you, each and every one of you who've sent in questions. We're really grateful, and it really makes this far more interesting rather than just me banging on in Latin at various points. Yeah. So should we crack on with
let's go for the first one.
So Dan from Hook asked, what is your favourite way to amend soil in a vegetable garden and why? Dan, this is a cracking question because it means I can say, it depends, and everyone can scream at their radios. But effectively, in a vegetable garden, it depends what soil you're starting with and what it is you want to grow. So, for example, if you have really heavy clay soil, you might not want to grow carrots because carrots like really sandy, light soil. But if you have really heavy clay soil, you could whack potatoes in, and guess what? The potatoes will actually help break up those clods of clay and will actually help improve your soil just by the act of planting them. So it kind of varies what it is you want to do. There is something called the four crop rotation system where you plant things in the same pit of ground over the 4-year period in rotation. And the idea, it's a bit like each one helps the rest, each one helps the other, if you see what I mean. So you'd traditionally start off with beans because they introduce lots of nitrogen, which is good for your soil, into the ground. And then the next year you'd plant things like cabbages, brassicas, because they're super hungry. But your beans have helped you already by putting lots of nutrition into the ground. And then you might want to put in kind of potatoes to break up the soil more. And then the last year you'd put the carrots when it's quite sandy and, you know, it's more depleted. And then you can go around the circle again.
So by the end of four years, you have enough for a roast dinner, wouldn't you? And that'd be all right.
Indeed. But a lot of people don't have the space for that. So no. I would say most vegetables tend to be on the hungry side because you're tending to grow them as annuals from seed. So horse manure, well-rotted horse manure, is pretty much my answer to most questions about amending soils. So at least 6 months rotted down and it doesn't smell. That's really useful for introducing that organic matter and that richness for most vegetable gardens. But Dave, let us know how you get on and what you like growing and how is it going. And we might be able to help you in more specific ways soon.
That's right, Dan. And just remember, just grow what you're going to eat.
Exactly. And what's expensive to buy in the shops. Those are the two top tips. Great. Now, the next question is a great one. Actually, these are all great questions. You listeners are fantastic at making us scratch our heads. Jenny is making me something. Asking me a question which is really making my brain hurt. Jenny from Hatch Warren, thank you for writing in and getting in touch. You asked, if you could only grow three plants in your garden, what would they be and what makes them essential for you? Wow. I know.
See,
I know.
That's more of a personal thing, isn't it, really?
Well, there's some very personal questions, some deep and meaningful ones, which I'm quite enjoying. But Jenny, that is such... You had me pondering on the dog walk about this one. And I'd say, well, if I could only have three, I think one would have to be a tree. I'd want a tree for shade, for the birds, for kind of the atmosphere I would get in a garden by having, if it's only allowed three. And I'd probably go for something like a crab apple, or I would go for something with lots of interest all year round, with lots of different things for different seasons. So I might go for the seven sun tree. I'm not going to give you the Latin word because you'll scream at me, but basically it's got something for every single season and it's a beautiful tree. Then I also really love grasses as a family. I think they give it a lot of texture, a lot of movement. They're incredibly low maintenance, and no, I'm not talking about pampas grass. So I would have to have some form of grass, some form of texture, I think. Again, to not just think about flowers, but think about the whole plants.
Yeah.
And then I would need something with flowering. And it's like picking your favourite child or your favourite pet. If Jenny would allow me to have a group of plants, I would go for something in the geranium family because there are so many and they can cover so many different situations. So I'd go for a tree, some sort of grass, and a geranium. But, I'm still not entirely happy with that answer, Jenny. But I would say... It covers the basics of what we think about a garden: height, verticality, 3Ds, covering all seasons of interest and all senses as well is what
Uh,
I would go for.
yeah, maybe Jenny would like to email us in and let us know what three plants she would like to pick.
Yes,
Let's do
absolutely,
that.
absolutely.
Yeah,
Go
all
for it,
right.
Jenny. We'd
Yeah.
love to hear from you.
Yeah,
Thank
let us
you.
know, Jenny. Let us know, and we will reveal that when Claire's next back in, won't we? Next one
Yeah.
then, Claire.
Oh, next one. Right. We're on to Roy from Bramley. Thanks for getting
Hiya,
in
Roy.
touch, Roy. This is another great question. What is the most unusual or surprising thing you've ever used as a plant support or a garden decoration? These questions this week are blowing my mind.
A
Well, Roy, I.
broken snow shovel.
Not yet. Have you seen one like that? Have you seen that used?
Well, yeah, I've used it because we shoveled some snow and snapped the shovely bit off. So we used the rod, we used the post word like
As a
handle.
plant support,
Yeah, see.
that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And there's all sorts of people who use things in such creative ways. Quite often, old guttering, from for your gutters to take the
Yeah.
rainwater. That's really popular to use for strawberries, things like that, which are very shallow rooting, or things you want to plant out in the garden. Someone did come up to me once, and showed me on their screen a picture of a horse, a horse-sized horse they had made from old plastic plant
All right.
pots,
I thought he was going to
which
say they
was
used a real horse to support some plants. Horse just standing there doing nothing.
yeah, doing nothing. Let's do it for a bit too long, and I just whack a climber up him.
That's right.
No, but it was literally life-size horse made out of plant pots, and I thought that was quite a
Ingenious
unexpected
idea,
use,
yeah.
and it's very ingenious. One thing I do in my own garden is I cut down my honeysuckle quite hard in winter because it goes all long and leggy, and then I weave those, and I weave them almost like the size of those hula hoops you can use
Yeah.
in school. I weave them all together to make a big hula hoop size, and then I put dried seed heads, those cut off of those hazel, like the contorted hazel twigs, and I put those all up and I hang them on the fences in winter when there's nothing else happening and it's really bare, and I just use it as a bit of a decoration that way.
Okay.
So that's what I've done personally. But again, Roy and everyone, dear listeners, please tell us
Yeah.
what you've seen as plant supports or decorations. We'd love to know what you're finding in your gardens and explorations.
We've got bamboo that overgrows in our garden, so we cut that down and use that.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Talking
Yes, I
about
think
hula
lots of people
hoops,
would
can you
find it.
do that, Claire? Are you still
No,
able to do it? Can you not do
nope.
it?
Do you know what?
No.
I never was able to do it. And I still am unable to do it. That is absolutely not my skill set. I would
We
look at
might.
people doing it with
Yeah.
such consummate ease and just not. I never had the coordination, I'd like to think, of understanding
Next time you're in the
how that
studio,
works.
we must get a video of you trying to do that. That'd be great fun, I think.
Yeah, I don't think people are thinking their screen has frozen as I just kind of move sporadically around the
Okay.
place.
Next question then. All right, what's next? Thanks for that, Roy. That was a good question there. Thank
That's
you.
a great question. Oh, they're all banging questions this week. Gemma from Chinham.
Hi, Gemma.
Describe your, this is a lovely one from Gemma. Describe your biggest gardening mishap or, quote, learning experience.
Oh.
What happened and what did you learn from it? Gemma, I love this question because so much of gardening is learning by failing and learning by just getting things wrong. And I suppose for me, this takes me back to when I first started gardening about 35 years ago. 35 years ago, and I first had a garden, and I just didn't know what was in the garden, and I just didn't know how to look after the plants. So, in hindsight, I can now look back and think, oh my goodness, I had a wisteria in that garden, and I just didn't know. I would just hack back this random climbing plant which got in the way. And had I known, I'd have been able to prune it and look after it and make it do all sorts of amazing things. So, I think my biggest mishap or learning experience was just learning how to identify the plants you've already got and how to look after them, because that's the cheapest way of doing things, right? Isn't it? We move house or we move place and there's plants in there. And the
Yeah.
good news is a lot of it is much easier on your phones nowadays, even on Google and Android and iPhones. The online identifier is pretty good. The idents are
Yeah.
pretty good. And then you can find out how to work it out. But I made, honestly, the crimes I did, Gemma, the things I just hacked back because they annoyed me. I had no idea what they were. And then I was disappointed when they're just all a bit boring. But I learned after a long time that actually understanding and then working with the
Yeah.
plants rather than just hacking them is the way forward. And
And
so I
there's,
hope that helps. And tell us your garden
yeah,
experiences and
that's right.
mishaps.
Yeah, we'd like to hear them, Gemma, because there's so much more information out there now, isn't there, than what there was 30, 35 years ago? You
That's
know,
my
like,
excuse. I think it was just I
and
just
that's,
didn't
yeah,
know
it's
what I
Claire's
didn't
excuse,
know.
and she's sticking to it. That worked. It's
I
worked all them years,
did.
and why change it? Why change it?
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And then this is a lovely question from Chris and Molly from in Tadley. Chris and Molly ask, what brings you the most joy or satisfaction when you're out in your garden? And Chris and Molly, you sound like the kind of people who you might find that you might have joy and satisfaction out in your garden. This is a
Barbecue.
hard one.
Mine is a barbecue. That's what I enjoy
Yeah,
most in the garden, is the
not
barbecue.
maybe barbecue or having friends round.
No,
There's a
just
few
eating a
things.
barbecue on my own. I don't invite anyone round. Just eat on my own. Just me, the
Barbecue
wife,
for one.
and the dog sitting there watching because he's got sausage on the barbecue, so he's happy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, but isn't that what our gardens and outdoor spaces are? They're things which bring us connection and brings us joy. So I have written down here, people, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I love it having people around, and particularly people say, oh, what's that gar what's that plant? That looks interesting. That's quite fun. But I do get a lot of joy from growing things myself, either propagating, which is a posh word for chopping up plants and making more of them, or growing things from seed. I love touching the soil. That gives me a real sense of well-being. And then in my clients' gardens, I love it when I come back after I've planted up their garden and it's come to life. We put these tiny little things in the ground, sometimes like a collection of dead sticks, and you come back in a couple of months later and it's just blooming. And that's seeing how other people are falling more in love with gardening is a huge privilege to see. So it's about the people, it's about seeing things grow, and those are the things which really give me a lot of joy and satisfaction. But Chris and Molly, and indeed all of you listeners, please let us know what gives you satisfaction. Is it just the sizzle of the sausage? Is there the the satisfaction of mowing the lawn? What makes you enjoy your garden? We'd love to
Yeah,
know.
I'm gonna ask you a
Yeah.
question now, Claire. I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you talk to
Go
your
on then.
plants? Do you talk to your plants?
Occasionally I do. Yeah.
There
And
was a long
apparently there's a
pause there. You had
pattern.
to think of the
Yeah,
answer.
I was just I was pausing because I do talk to them, but for me, a lot of plants are either boys or girls. So I say, she's not doing very well, is she? I
No.
say, cut
All
him
right,
back, move him over there. So I do plants definitely in my mind have a personality. Like I say, I'll say she's a bit of a diva, but he will go anywhere. So every plant has a personality. I
Yeah.
think there is some scientific evidence that the voice, particularly plants growing undercover, if
Isn't
you
it
do
to do
talk
with
to
the
them, does have
vibration of it? A vibration of your
you
voice, isn't it?
remembering well?
Yeah,
Yeah,
see.
indeed, indeed, indeed.
See, I've
Yeah,
learned
yeah.
something the last couple of years. I've learned a lot.
You've learned a lot, and I've learned a lot
Yeah.
too as well. Yeah. And then my final question has come in from Instagram today, from Fano and Free. Thank you so much for your question. And this is a really good one to finish on, I think. Looking back, is there a misconception about gardening, either practical or emotional, that you wish someone had gently corrected earlier on?
Oh, that's
And
a
I
good
thought that
question.
was a really good question. And I think it's this idea that gardening is for people who've grown up gardening, or you might have heard people saying, well, he's got a really good green thumb, or he's
Yeah.
really good in the garden.
Yeah.
And I think I wish someone had told me earlier on that a lot of it is just experience and practice, like everything. The great artist doesn't whack out a masterpiece on day one. There's
No,
hours
there's
and
no
hours
there.
of
Yeah,
scribbles.
loads and loads of
Yeah.
loads of practice paintings, didn't they? That probably don't even get a look in.
Exactly. And it's the same with gardening. A lot of it is just the more you do and
Yeah,
the more you learn from your failures,
absolutely.
because we all kill plants. I think that's what I wish someone had told me, is like, it is totally normal to kill plants. And it's just the curiosity about why didn't that thrive and what could I do next time? And that it is genuinely for everyone. I know the Latin is really baffling in lots of ways,
Yep.
but it's not just for people who've grown up with gardens. Whatever age and wherever we are, we can all come to gardening in our own way.
Yeah.
Failure is just part of the process.
Yeah.
So, Fellow and Free, I hope that helps. And I'd love to know what your misconceptions might have been, and what you would have liked help when you started off gardening as well.
Yeah, and it's not hereditary either, because my granddad, he had an amazing garden. But me dad, no. Me, no. But you know, it's just one of them things, isn't
And
it?
it's like, and some people, for them, it's their hobby, and other people, it's just, I just
Yeah.
want somewhere nice to go outside. So it's, it's
And
in the same way that some people.
have your first cup of coffee in the morning, somewhere nice, don't you?
Exactly. Exactly, indeed. So let us know. That was really enjoyable questions, then amazingly varied, but also kind of bit on a theme of, my background. So I hope those kind of things help. We'd love to hear more about you,
Yeah.
and what you enjoy about your gardens. And if you only had three plants on your desert island, or
Yeah, that's
only
right.
allowed
Yeah.
three plants in your garden, what would you go for?
Desert Island Garden. There you go. There's a new feature there. So make sure you get in touch, Jenny. Let us know what your three plants would be in your garden, because we want to
Yeah.
know. We're curious, aren't we, Kay? We need to know that. That's good listening information. That's really handy to know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, you'll be back in a couple of weeks, aren't you? What are we going to be talking about then? Have you decided, or is there a certain date in the calendar for a couple of weeks' time?
Not yet decided. I will be working at Hampton Court Garden
Oh
Show around
yeah,
that time.
right.
But
Okay.
also, I should just do a shout out that this week is Big Green Week.
Big
So
Green
there'll be
Week, yeah.
loads of events on round Basingstoke and round Overton, around lots of places. So look out for loads of things. We're doing some pollinator pledges to help improve our spaces for pollinators. I'll have a think. But dear listeners, please say if there's things you'd like us to talk about, please just let us know. We're always open
That's
to
right.
ideas.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want Claire to talk about something, then just send an email in at studio@basingstokecommunityradio.org.uk, and I will certainly pass that email on to Claire. Talking about Big Green Week, is that's nothing to do with me wearing my green mankini, is it?
Sometimes I'm quite grateful I'm down the phone.
Excellent. That's the right answer. All right. Okay. Right. Let's get back onto the music for today then. What song are you going to pick today then, Claire?
Well, I thought this one, it's not my normal music style, but I thought as lots of the questions are quite interested about my personal gardening stuff, I thought I would go for This Is Me from the soundtrack to The Greatest Showman.
Excellent. We'll get on for you very shortly. Thank you very much for joining me, Claire, and I will speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Speak to you soon. Happy gardening.
Have
Bye,
fun.
everyone.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.